Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of My Insane Mental Brain. I'm sitting here thinking about a social audio event I attended last night, and my overthinking brain is really going to town. The topic ended up turning towards weight loss. Oh my gosh. And by a man. I mean, he meant well. But weight loss in with a menopausal woman. And you know, I've been battling weight way before menopause most of my life. And we were talking about fat shaming. And I'm thinking to myself, you've just put this weight on in the past few years. What do you really know about fat shaming? I remember a number of years ago on the Hive blockchain being in a social event, and someone actually had the nerve to tell us that obese people were, it was a proven study that obese people were less intelligent. Yeah, let that sink in. Oh my gosh. So ladies, I think we're done. We're through. No more fat shaming. And the word bitch should be positive, not negative. If you call me a bitch, I'm going to take that as an excellent, excellent term of endearment. Oh my gosh. So then I went from thinking about that to the upcoming American election. I'm a Canadian. And it really scared me thinking about, you know, if Trump really did get in. And then thinking about how short of a time that women really have had equal rights. And have they been really equal? Well, that's up for debate. So I have to stop and think about what can we do? You know, how can we hold our little sisters up when, let's face it, we were all there. You've got a family, you're working, you've got kids, you're tired, you're exhausted. You don't even realize sometimes what's going on around you outside your bubble. And I think they're being taken advantage of. They're trying to slide in these things and take back control of women. And the people who should be fighting, our little sisters, aren't realizing how serious this issue is. So I'm putting out a challenge to you. What can we do? How can we approach this in a way that holds our little sisters up? I mean, I have to admit, I have some friends that are pretty damn judgmental. And you have to admit, there are some younger women that are really rude. Like, has anyone ever said to you, okay, boomer? And I think to myself, no, I'm Gen X. If you're going to insult me, at least do it with a little bit of educated background. Know who you're talking to. This okay boomer doesn't fly when I'm Gen X. Then give an insult for that. Okay, so that's my morning rant. But the challenge is out there. How can we help our sisters? How can we show some compassion, even if maybe they're tired and being rude to us? Or if they're saying our generation ruined it for their generation and all of those crazy things that they try to spew at us because they're desperate and they're tired and they're afraid. So here it is. Think about it. Really think about it. And then next time you go out into the world, do something. Just one thing. It doesn't take a lot. If everybody did one small thing, imagine where we'd be. Anyways, just my thought for the day. Remember, you're not alone. And I'm going to do some knitting today, and I'm going to try not to think about these things. But who knows? We'll see. Have a great day. Go be a little crazy.
Just try your best to make it through with love.